we see that on average across 59 countries, almost two-thirds, so that's 64% of youth aged 18 to 35, prefer democracy over any other kind of government. They join older cohorts in rejecting dictatorship and military rule, but are more likely to accept military takeovers, and the reason being when elected leaders abuse power for their own ends. When we look at trust, we see that youth are more likely than the elders to see most or all officials in the presidency as corrupt and to be dissatisfied with the way democracy is working in their country.
Shannon, then let me ask you, you said that the youth prefer democracy but are more likely to accept coup d'etats if need be. Tell us more why this is so.
While demand for democracy remains strong, what citizens feel they're getting in terms of democracy is far weaker. Young adults are slightly more likely than those over the age of 55 to say they are not very satisfied or not at all satisfied with the way their democracy is functioning. African youth also express less trust in public institutions than older citizens. So only 44% of respondents aged 18 to 35 say they trust their president somewhat or a lot, compared to 52% of those aged 56 and above. So this poor supply of democracy, reflected in dissatisfaction with functioning, perceived corruption, and weak trust, may have contributed to some tolerance for military intervention. On average, across 39 countries, a slim majority of adults say it's legitimate for the armed forces to take control of government when elected leaders abuse power for their own ends.
We have seen in recent times many protests around Africa. So can we tie this to some of the findings of your survey?
So in terms of civic engagement, we see that youth are more likely than elders to express dissatisfaction with democracy, mistrust in elected leaders, and the willingness to act as military intervention of elected leaders who abuse power. But on that same side, we also see that youth report lower rates of political engagement than the elders across a variety of indicators, including voting in national elections. Where we see youth outstrip the over 55 cohort slightly is when it comes to participating in demonstrations or protest marches, particularly during these previous 12 months. Another form of engagement in which youth trail older generations is contact with leaders and representatives. A third of young respondents say they contacted a traditional leader during the previous year, compared to 39 to 43% of middle-aged and nearly half of those above age 55. So what we're seeing, we can relate back to the data in the way where we see that young people are more likely than their older or elder counterparts to come out and participate in protest action.
How large was your survey? I mean, how many people did you talk to? How did you talk to them? How many countries were represented?
So AfroBarometer's round 9 surveys were conducted in 39 African countries. The findings of our round 9 survey is based on 53,444 face-to-face interviews. AfroBarometer's national partners conduct face-to-face interviews in the language of the respondent's choice, and national samples of 1,200 to 2,400 yield country-level results with margins of error of approximately 2 to 3 percentage points at a 95% confidence level.